Sunday, November 13th, 2022. It's maybe 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm coming down from the high point on my walk. This is a network of roads, and so occasionally, some traffic will be heard near me. I'm tired. I'm managing, but I've even had some glimpses of an advantage. Not necessarily a conclusion to the drama, but a weakening and an allowance for me to live out a more normal life, at least here, circumscribed, not able to be in a location where this girl's etheric capacity is more palpable and destructive to me. One second. But at least being able to be more free here. But the thing is, I'm going now in the last couple of weeks. I'll go 2, 3, 4 days without writing because I'm not able to. In the morning, my brain is so scrambled and compromised that I'm not able to mount the focus and the coherence required for me to deliver upon, one of the gifts that God has given me in this life is the ability to write. I'm not going to say all my writing is inspired, but to give a truthful and relatively eloquent recounting of something, or description of something, or inquiry of something is, hold on, I paused a moment there to pick some strawberry guavas. It's a gift or capacity that God has enabled in me. I know, certainly there have been people in the past who've been more intelligent and had a greater gift in the area of writing, but that is something that I've always been able to do relatively well. And so it's concerning that much of the time I'm not able to write or really think coherently at all. Luckily, being a teacher does not require a whole lot of intelligence. Here's more guavas. Yeah. We've been sprayed a lot, and it's been quite dry. And so the strawberry guavas are smaller and not as awesome, not as sweet or pungent, with a thicker skin than normal. So it's just too bad, but... and also when I'm in a social context, usually there's a breakup in a reduction in her ability to undermine me and control me. Not that she can't, not that her feelers, her awareness isn't obstructive in that social environment, but it's less powerful. And also, I derive energy and sustenance and coherence from my interactions with others. I mean, within reason, but it does help to buoy me and give me a broader foundation than just like by myself, where it seems like this girl's able to zero in on me and mess with me with greater ferocity when I'm alone. I'm going to wander a little bit in the conversation here, or the monologue, but On my way to Costco yesterday, you know, it's a bit of a drive, and I had other errands to run, and en route, I just found myself reflecting on, you know, who I should be. In my work environment, there are so many people and students who don't know who they are, don't know their spiritual source, are not really aware, not really, especially these kids who lack empathy, who are so disrespectful of the learning process and others, and unable to and unwilling to take direction from adults. That I would like to exhibit and communicate to them an overwhelming resonance, an overwhelming recognition and tangibility of source, of God, of spiritual knowing, respect, etc., that should chill them out and give them hope and give them depth and wisdom. I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to touch people, and not for me, but that is that's what I signed up for. That's what the intention, that's what my purpose is. It remains. And to have me just frittering away 4 years of my life as a plaything to this destructive, hateful cunt who never had a right to me to begin with, given that I was not ready and she was not. Loyal. I mean, I no. And nor, I don't even know for sure that she was, had good intentions anyway. I don't know the calculus, but I'm sorry. It's been a waste of a life. I mean, maybe a couple months of this just to experience pure suffering, but to just ruin my life and to not be available to my mother as I should, not being able to be near her, having to work where I am under a cell tower, in a school system, in a position that is something I wouldn't have chosen otherwise. You know, why not, you know, if I did not have my back up against the wall. It's just enough. And so I was visualizing just being near or holding hands with people or laying hands on or otherwise triggering a deep awareness and recognition of the capacity for divine, you know, realization in this form, in this life. And it caused me to cry. Not down, I mean, the pressure, you know, when you cry pretty hard, there's, you know, bulging of the eyes, or reddening of the eyes, tears. I had some tears, not much. And the pressure and the intensity, I felt down to my tonsils opening there, but not down below that. You know, that's how compromised I am right now. But it was more than usual. You know, I haven't really had much of a connection to the frontal line, my emotion centers. I maintain a basic body contact, you know, I'm just my walking each day. And I'll get into that in a moment if I have the energy. But that was good. So that was the first time in a while that I really had any visualization that had any traction with me emotionally, or, you know, again, an envisioning of my real purpose, and, you know, and juxtaposing that with the predicament that I am in, it's a tragedy. That's it. It's a tragedy. Yeah, I stepped into it. You know, I disregarded the clear request, the clear guidance given to me by Holy Spirit. But I did so because I had not seen a path forward with my EMF, the EMF consciousness that this awareness that attends this awareness. So, with that being a problem that I had yet to solve, I said no. And then, you know, a day and a half later, I was invaded by this negative presence. Anyways, that's beating a dead horse to, you know, bring up, you know, that Holy Spirit rejection. You know, it was not a rejection. It was merely a request to pause, to take a rain check. And that's just not how it works. You know, I'd like to think that my pituitary gland, my ajna chakra, this wisdom function, this wisdom capacity that we all have, in my case, has a very clear connection to, you know, Godhead, the formless whatever that lies beyond or is the substrate for the etheric activity. That is the Holy Spirit. And that has the final say in this. Yep. That is, you know, given my environmental circumstances, it was not a moral failing to say no to the Holy Spirit, but a recognition of the limitations of this world. And and really, there's no one there to back me up. You know, I was not in a position to be, you know, like Ramana Maharshi in a cave and, you know, incapacitated. You know, for several months, you know, I needed to be able to work. I couldn't, you know, I couldn't be living out of my car in some wilderness area. That was just not tenable. And so I did what I did. And here I am. 4 years later, still dealing with this, still waiting for this girl to be more distracted than she's been. Anyways, this is like 3 weeks ago. No, I don't know. I don't remember now. It's all a blur. Everything is a blur. I started massaging myself a lot. My neck, my head, my ears, my eyes. You know, on my walk. My walk doesn't... It's like an hour and 10 minutes and has some elevation gain. Not a whole lot. But it, at least I'm moving. And I'm in a different area now where I can hike at night. And it's not a... I don't have a safety concern. Because I am on roads. Where I am, that there isn't any decent, there are no decent trails in wilderness areas, not like I have in the desert in California, whereas I did have. And so, just massaging, and doing this, you know, the point, what I was trying to do is just bring my body to life, and I would often be also placing my 10 fingers kind of cupped or in different positions, but 10 fingers kind of spread out across my abdomen, gripping it and then probing it and pulling on it this way and that. Not violently, but, gentle pressure and pulling. And then my rib cage and, here and there. And trying to bring my body, resurrect this body. And bring attention to areas that needed it. And part of this was that there's been an increasing capacity for her to bring pain to my heart. And I would say it's not a lingering, like, muscular pain. It's more of a sharp, etheric pain that, there would be various darts all about my rib cage and, around the heart. And then more throughout the heart of like an negative electrical charge, but it doesn't affect so far my physical functioning of being able to go on a hike like this and generally going about my business. But I needed to strengthen this body in response to that. And then so that what happened was, it was one morning, maybe 3 weeks ago, my heart did a muscular contraction against her and maintained that for several hours. And from that afternoon, that was in the morning, and from that afternoon on, there's been a much greater attempt on her part to do strong, rapid control beats and more etheric attacks upon me, etc. Because that without constant attention and an attempt on her part to dominate and to destroy me, if that's not nearly continuous on her part, my body will crush her. That's my hope. That's my request. It's like, God, if you're not willing to come to me and support me in a subtle manner, in terms of what they call it, my gaining the upper hand and basically crushing her with my physical body. Because the more I was massaging myself, this also triggered more of like these kind of contractions throughout my body, is how I would describe it. Also I was eating lightly. And just various little positive, it's like positive muscular and nervous system tightenings and strengthenings throughout me. My toes, my calves, my thighs, my stomach, my back, everywhere. And this was adding to my etheric capacity and provided a anyways, it really got her attention, and she's been on the offensive now for about 3 weeks. I think there was about a week prior to that perhaps she was not paying as much attention to me. It was a godsend. I know what she was doing, with a guy going to school, who knows. But unfortunately, as long as I think her family's paying her bills, she's just turned 18 in early October. I don't have regular peace. Not often. I mean, she's just not busy enough yet. And So I don't know. Anyways, so not that I really believe, I hope, but not that I really believe that a physiological reaction to her like that, where my whole body is strengthening and going on the offensive on within the heart. I don't think all it was a warning sign to her that this was going to let God know that she was not doing her part to dominate me. And so it might invite or provide a green light for the Holy Spirit to kick her the hell out. I don't think that the anchor that she maintains within me is likely. I think it's too great for a mere physiologic and innate etheric response for it to be removed. I think that's something that only the arbitration, the judgment of a higher power that is mediating this or moderating this, that higher power would be the only thing that could do something that could get rid of her in a permanent manner. But you never know. And while I'm alive, I need to take a stand and do what I can. You know, if that's all God has made available to me as a physiologic response to her, then I got to make the most of it. You know, and I'm going to. But it's been hard. The last few weeks have been very hard. I woke up this morning at 5 a.m. with pain in my frontal lobes and 2 hours of rapid heartbeats and 90 to 100 beats per minute and all this other stuff, and I ate a lot trying to ground it or whatever I do when I eat too much. And that, of course, just there's been numerous examples of my eating the last few weeks where any food going into me triggers these barbs of etheric energy from the outside. They are, her invitation, given the rules of the matter, to attack me. Not that she won't anyway, but this is like, it's got a special delicacy or deliciousness to the pain and suffering when it's like God sanctioned, and she is. I listened to Crow 777 Radio, and Crow's been talking recently about these demonic forces or the negative forces in the world or in this realm. They're just following scripts. They're following rules. I mean, they are. They don't have a lot of choice in what they do. I mean, I don't know that that's the case with this girl. I still don't know for sure whether this is just an abused lover on the etheric level, what that person can do with a maligned or with a damaged etheric capacity. Or whether this is a demonic influence, And I don't really know. I can't say for sure. I think it's more of this is still in the realm of relationships. Boys and girls, male and female, but she should have known that I was not ready for her and the calamity it would cause for me to have her come into me. I mean, if she did that knowingly, then maybe she is, merely channeling or being used by a demonic spirit, if there are such things. I need to, and so at the same time, that my body has been elevated some, and that this girl's been attacking me. I have had long spells where I have felt elevated, my consciousness. It's like I feel larger, more whole, more confident, like almost a smile on my face, which is like, wow. Like even right now. And I don't know if this is like the anesthesia before you die, you know, you're in a happier space before you croak, you know, if that's like God's mercy in a way, or just, you know, a crumb thrown your way as an aspirant, you know, crashes and burns. Or if God has empowered both of us a little bit more, enabling a speeding up of this climactic duel. I'm jumping around here. Today, but it's been ongoing, but today especially, there's been a lot of effort placed on this upper hip. You know, it's like where the belt goes around. On my left side, left outer upper hip, it connects to the bottom of the left side of my rib cage, and that's part of that whole succubus, etheric drain, etheric sapping, etheric tapping function that God enabled this summer on the second day of the fast. And there's a lot more to it than that, but there's been a lot of effort today to kind of push herself from the heart down into that, to make a solid connection between my heart, my rib cage, down to that hip, in order for her to be able to draw energy up from my body into her. And just, I shook my leg a little while ago, my left leg, kind of stiffening it behind me and then shaking it, you know, pretty vigorously as it's lifted up behind me. And I felt a connection from my left testicle going down the inside of my thigh, down to my left foot. And so there's an attempt right now. And then ongoing has been this hip socket where the femur enters the hip. That's been almost continuously tapped, you know, different levels of it, different intensities, but it's been really almost impossible to get rid of it entirely. But it seems like there's a growing attempt or an attempt with growing that has had increased success of late to tap like the left side of my body. I mean, the heart is just the beginning. You got to get that left hip involved, the left thigh, hamstring, you know, calves, whatever, you know, and then also when I shook today, or no, I did a pressure point. Yeah, there's a pressure point near my left armpit, up the upper part of my rib cage, just below the armpit, where if I press it, I'll feel pain from my heart up to like my left medulla and left ear, or up towards the frontal lobes. And so that's all part of a left side compromising, a left side debilitation, a left side withdrawal of energy that the succubus, when empowered and when focused, is able to do, and probably allows her to sleep, you know, 3 hours a day less than she otherwise would, because she's draining me. So I did that pressure point today. Major attack. The Kundalini sound has been strong in both ears, but hasn't really protected the rest of my body. And I need to get a grip on how much I'm eating. And I have three giant IEPs. These are individual education plans for kids identified with special needs. These are just kids that are not able to keep up with everyone else. And I've got meetings for them. Most of them, all three of them in January. So I have a lot of work to do between now and then to get ready for them. What I bring that up for? I need to be super focused and get all that paperwork ready to go. And I just pray to God that I'm able to do so. I was hoping to get some work on my taxes done from between summertime and Christmas, but it just looks like now I'm going to be just in survival mode, getting paperwork done for my work. But I'd be able to get a lot more done if I weren't so compromised by this girl. Again, I just need to, I'm hoping that, any other symptoms here? No, not really. Look, a good thing is, I'm pretty sure that as my little body was contracting here and there, and I felt like a growing spiritual foothold within me, of capacity and energy to reclaim this body, that I also saw a lessening in the swelling or the disfigurement of my circulatory system that has accompanied this hostile takeover of my subtle body. And I don't know if that was temporary. It was certainly consistent, I believe, for a couple of days. I've been eating so much recently that I don't really know, if the bloating and all the salt, etc., is going to give me a false positive there. But I'm hoping that I can get healthier and have my veins not look so aged. So that's about it. That is about it. The battle's ongoing, and I just continue to pray that this girl's life becomes, that her challenges, her financial and social and sexual obligations and occupational obligations increase in their, tenfold in their, or at least fivefold in their demands on her energy and capacity to focus. If that happens and she's, because I can't stand envisioning that my subduing, my compromising, that she can do so easily, maintaining a balanced life, have a job, hold down a relationship, etc., because my nights are still, she's there all night long, she's not with anybody. In the days, for the most part, I don't sense any demands on her apart from messing with me. So I still don't think anything has been thrown her way that she's got to attend to. And I pray that that changes. And I pray that God, my mom's not doing that well health-wise. She's got two of these mRNA vaccinations and so-called vaccinations into her. And her joint replacement surgery recovery. Her she's got both hips and now this is her second knee. And her recovery has been slow and painful. Not that that isn't the case typically with these surgeries, but she's got an unexplained obstruction in her heart, and very high blood pressure, and that's probably from the clotting that these shots induce. I forget the mechanism. It's, I don't know, misfolding of these proteins, some prion thing, some spike protein thing. And so people are getting these foot-long or longer rubbery clots that are clogging their circulatory systems. And that is one of the things that is one of these, the negative effects of this mRNA technology. And anyways, I would like to be able to drag her to one of these alternative medical clinics that help heal people. But she'll have none of it. You know, she just watches her Rachel Maddow and just doesn't want to hear anything about, you know, medicine has become politicized. You know, if you're against the vaccine now, you're a domestic extremist now, in her mind, because again, she just watches CNN, MSNBC, and listens to Rachel Maddow. So my mom is, but anyways, I'm a dutiful son, and I would like to be able to do more for her in that regard, if she's willing. That's it for now. I'm at the car. May God lead us all to knowledge of the divinity that we are all immersed and in and arising through and are tasked with recognizing and consciously identifying with, to discover that we are that we are God. And to be able to transmit that and to affirm that in others and to help, as they say, raise the consciousness, raise the vibration of this planet, this realm. That's what we're here for. And I would like to take it to the next step. I'm prepared for that. God has made me prepared for that. And I apologize for the 4-year delay. I would like to rectify that, but I need God's help. May God help us all. May you find the knowledge that you seek. Amen.